This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a happy little 100 word story from me or one of the throng of deranged contributors who send in stories from time to time. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays, we do this thing here called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 25th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people who participate in the Weekly Challenge read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file to add to this assemblage. But there are others who are afraid of using anything with the word pod in it, like, say, podcast. And if they participate in a podcast, they're worried that Apple will hunt them down and kill them. For them, we have the midget. And he'll read their story for them. The topic this week was selected by Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast, and he chose lounge as the theme. We got a total of just 7 stories in this week, so I guess y'all were a little busy, or maybe the word lounge really wasn't up to your liking, but anyway, we've got 7, but which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and that's Liana of the brand new Hodgepodge Point podcast. Congratulations, Liana. Let's find out what you've got in store for us this week.
Hi there. I'm Liana, now coming to you from my own podcast called Hodgepodge Point. There, I read my own stories and poems of a lengthier style. So feel free to check me out at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Now on to my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 25, the topic being lounge. My story is titled, A Man Is Never Any Help, and the music comes from Scott Shannon off of podsafeaudio.com. For a lazy bastard, he was up early, lounging on the couch watching ESPN. God, another day of sports. She grabbed the cleaning supplies and sighed loudly for attention. Of course, there was no response. Another one-woman day of chores. Deliberately, she started with his surroundings, sweeping the rug, wiping equipment, and even sprinkling down dust from the fan. He didn't move. Fed up with his persistence to not help, she blocked his view. Still, his eyes remained oddly fixed ahead, not blinking. Her hand came down hard on his cheek. Then she ran away hysterical. He was cold and stiff.
Thank you, Liana, and congratulations on your new podcast, Hodgepodge Point. The text from Liana's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week, and links to their homepages and podcasts and photos of their puppy dogs. Now, once we present the winner, we then go on to check out the rookies. But there are no first-timers this week. Sorry about that. But the good news is that a whole bunch of old-timers and veterans are back with their stories. I'll present them in the order that I received them. And the first one to send in their story was Caroline from Quadra Island. Okay, Caroline, tell us a story.
This is the 25th 100-word story challenge with the subject called Lounge. Entitled The Brat. Get into town and get some resumes in. It doesn't matter where you go. If you lounge around in that bed any longer, I'll pour cold water on your head, yelled Nathan's frustrated mother.
Oh, I don't have the money for the bus.
No excuses. You've got a pair of legs. Look, here's $2. You'll get the bus if you go now. Nathan arrived home in a taxi carrying an expensive-looking guitar. Mum told him to leave right now. He did. He happily forgot to mention that he'd spent the $2 on lottery tickets and won the jackpot. What a brat. He needs flogging. What a character I've created.
Thank you, Caroline. I look forward to hearing what you're going to do to that character. We move on to the next weekly challenge responder here, and it's T.A. Marquette of the Footnote Podcast. Now, I haven't heard this one yet because I listen to these the day of the weekly challenge, so I'm just as excited as you are. Okay, Tom, let's have it.
Thank you, Master Simon, for your blanket absolution for blatant SSP, shameless self-promotion. So here goes. I'm T.A. Marquette, and along with my co-host Jay Garnett Jackson, we produce the Footnote family of programs, Tom's Eight Things, Short Attention Span Poetry, and our flagship program, Footnote, an exploration of American myth structure. That's right, we are myth cartographers, mapping the last remnants of the American dream before it disappears. Tonight's story is Through a Martini Glass Darkly. Morty and Ben ran a small club outside of D.C. One afternoon, in walks Justice Sandra Day O'Connor carrying a guitar case. Morty looks at Ben. Ben looks at Morty. They both look at Sandra. I'm looking for a new job as a lounge singer, she says. Ms. O'Connor proceeds to deliver a gut-wrenching rendition of the Beatles' Yesterday. She finishes, Morty thanks her, and tells her they will get in touch with her. Are you nuts? That's friggin' Sandra Day O'Connor, screams Ben. Calmly, Morty replies, never book a judge by its cover.
Tom Marquette with a very long promo. Oh, and a 100-word story. Just remember, folks, you can stick promos for your podcasts and all that right in here. And you really don't have to plug the weekly challenge in this and mention podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. People are already listening to it. So plug away. Be as shameless as you want. There is no shame here. And speaking of there is no shame here, let's check out Caleb, who picked the topic this week. So it's Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Wait, this looks more like a song.
Hi, everybody. It's your old pal Caleb here, and as you might be able to tell by the strumming on the guitar, it's time for another 100-word song. I like to lounge. Lounge in a lounge. The price of drinks I usually can scrounge. Maybe cash in a favor or two. Lounge in a lounge, just me and you. I like to play pool, but if there's a band, I usually dance, given half a chance. I look like a fool, but hey man, that's cool. I like to lounge in a lounge. A tavern's okay, and so is a pub. Most bars are too loud. Same thing with the clubs. A cabaret's fine if if you've got the time. But I like to lounge in a lounge.
Well, that was a really nice song, Caleb, but I guess I'm going to leave it up to you, all you listeners here, to determine whether a song counts as a 100-word story. Let your votes do the talking. And also, say what you feel in the comments. Is it a 100-word story? Is it not a 100-word story? Can you get Caleb's phone number? There you go, Caleb. I'm going to get you some dates that way. Don't tell your wife. Okay, let's move on to Rael of Elms in the Yard. Let's hear what Rael is cooking up in her sukkot. Rael?
Lizard Lounge by Rachel Jasko for Lawrence Simon's 100-word story project at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. When I found it lounging in the bathtub, I held back a scream. Do lizards hear? I thought of paging my friend's furry lizard hunter, but he's on another continent. No luck there. Then I watched it lounge some more and wondered how on earth I was going to shower that night. Later, I got my courage up and took some pictures of it. Finally, I caught it and released it outside. I found another lounging in the kitchen sink the next week. They never stop. They're called house geckos. Sorry, fellas, no lounging around here. Out you go. Out! This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story project at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm Rachel Jasko.
Thank you, Rael. Okay, let's move on to, let's see, we got Caroline, T.A. Marquette, Caleb, Rael. Oh, it's Andrew. Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium, Dodging Reality, and Occasional Stories here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, the 100-word story site. I should plug this site more within its own podcast, shouldn't I? Oh, yeah, you're already here, but let me tell you where you're gonna go. Okay, Randrew, let's get you all queued up and play.
It was called the Sea Lounge because it looked over the water near Bournemouth. It jutted out quite a few feet over the sea on Highcliff. It was this protrusion into the sea realm that so enraged the Deep One's front for the protection of the sea. The Direct Action Group shunned the more secretive nature of their ancestors, believing in taking the war to unbelieving land people. The spectacular destruction of the Sea Lounge was the first act of aggression. They claimed responsibility in a rant to local radio that began with the words, "Ia, Ia, Fatang Cthulhu, heed!"
Uh-oh, now everybody playing this is going to wind up summoning Cthulhu. Well, thank you, Andrew. We could use more Cthulhu in our lives. A lot more. And also we could use a lot more of PJ of no, wait, which one is it? No something thought, no deep thoughts. PJ of No Deep Thoughts is here for us with her 100-word story.
PJ here with my entry for Weekly Challenge 25, the subject being lounge. There was no expression on Paula's face as she watched the flames engulf the Bayside Lounge. As if in a trance, she stood quietly, oblivious to the activities around her. The wind blew hot air into her face and smoke into her eyes, but still she stood. Only moments before, she was laughing and enjoying Friday happy hour with her friends. Everyone had gotten out safely, but now were pointing and whispering as if she had done something wrong. This wasn't her fault. How could she have known daring a co-worker to light a fart could cause this much trouble?
Thank you, PJ. And thanks to everyone, I think this is the first time in the modern midget era of the Weekly Challenge that I haven't had to resort to using the midget, which means I have to spend less time laying down tarps and de-traumatizing the cats. That's weird. This thing says diagrammatizing the cats. Gotta love spell check. However, there's no avoiding the ever-present madness of the man who hails from
Planet Z.
Let's see what Planet Z has for us today.
I stop by Casper's Lounge for a drink. There's a woman at the bar, sipping bottled water. She tells her story, I tell mine. It turns out that her father ran over my father when we were both 8. My dad was crossing the street when her dad was racing home to bring a cake to a birthday party. I remember spending my birthday in the hospital. The police said it was a hit and run. Funny, she says, all these years we never met up before. I pick up a bar stool and beat her to death with it.
Hey, just because you're not reading any stories this week doesn't mean that you...
I thought I had the week off.
No, get out the banjo.
Aw, come
on. Get out the banjo and play it. Play it right now.
All right.
Right now. And there you have it. 8 stories about Lounge. Not so large a turnout compared to recent weeks, but still some really good stories for your enjoyment. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories to be a part of the weekly challenge this week. But which one was the best? Well, you decide. Head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 26th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 27th. There's more to do at the archive site than just vote. You can check out the show notes, leave comments, find links to everyone who sent in a story this week and the text of their stories. And there's also the archives of all of my 100-word stories up there. There's over 800 to choose from. Podcatcher subscription options. We got those too. Like, you can add this to the awesome PodcastReady.com software. Give it a try. It works with iPods now. Oh, you can also review and rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. Oh, and then there's the book that's 100 stories by me. It's available through Cafe Press. Good news, not only is the old 100 words or Les Nessman site back, but it's back without Les Nessman. And the IMAO podcast, yeehaw, is back too. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. Next week, the weekly challenge again. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but until then, thanks for listening, and as always, keep it brief.